News Radio 1350, KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Mark Dombrowski, and he's Director of Emergency Services at Fort Riley, and appreciate him being here today. And I know you kind of raised your eyebrows on that weather. Let's hope that it doesn't get too horrible. Obviously, you would be one of the ones that probably helps out when it gets a little nasty out there, but...
Yeah, we are, hopefully we're ready. We got everyone spun up, so the installation is prepared.
And I know that's not what you're here to talk about, but I just had to ask about that. But I know actually Mark is here today to talk about the Real ID Act, and there's been a lot of interest in that. And I guess first we should explain what Real ID is and how it affects access to Fort Riley.
Sure. So the Real ID Act is a change to federal law. And specifically, it's federal standards that are implemented on states issuing identification, particularly driver's licenses. It also it prohibits federal agencies in accepting those forms of identification that are not in compliance for certain things, for example, gaining access to the installation or a federal building. So this does affect us because our visitors provide a driver's license to go ahead and get a pass to come on post. And in the event that they are from one of these states that are non-compliant, they will have to show a secondary form of identification to come onto the installation.
Now, how do they find out if their state's acceptable? And, of course, I just have to ask, and I don't know that this is on the list, but can you give us an idea of some of the states maybe that there are issues with?
Sure. So just so everyone knows, we started enforcing the Real ID Act on Fort Riley on 1 March 2016. And of those states that we started enforcing, there were three that are remaining, and that's Missouri, Minnesota, and Washington.
Boy, Missouri's pretty close by, so I don't know if you have much issue with that. But
Yeah, we do, a lot of our visitors. But we have been doing a lot of messaging out to those neighbors and ensuring that they come prepared.
Do want to remind our listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open. You can call us at 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or tweet us at News Radio KMN. And let's moving along, too. I know that someone who is not a DOD ID card holder, what's the process there?
Sure. So non-DOD card holder, the first thing, if they're interested in trying to check their status of Real ID Act, they should go to the Department of Homeland Security. Their website is dhs.gov. They are the proponent to go ahead and track the current status of each state, and they will list whether the state is in compliance, it's not in compliance, or any extensions that are currently out there.
I do want to quickly, it's tweet at 1350 KMAN, and I just went into my usual role there. So if you are interested in joining us that way, you can also. I know when visitors, what do they need to really bring with them for identification if their driver's license is not acceptable?
So in order to come on, we request that everyone has a government-issued photo identification to go ahead and come onto the installation. We will use that identification to conduct the background check and the vetting for them to come on. That could be a driver's license, it could be a state-issued identification card, or a passport. Those are just some examples.
And, of course, we always hear, too, that people need to allow a little extra time, and, I mean, that's still, I'm sure, pretty standard at this point. Kansas, they're a compliant state, apparently. I mean, you went through the list, and that's good to know, at least,
yes,
that you don't have to worry about that aspect.
Yes, Kansas is compliant, and it's important to identify that they're compliant and they do not have an extension. So extensions do expire, and that's what we're going to find that's going to happen on the 30th of January. But Kansas is fully compliant.
Very good. And we'd already mentioned Missouri, and, you know, I don't know the process involved there, kind of keep an eye on things. And what is kind of the process of some of these states that aren't compliant at this point? What has to be done?
So the first thing that they have to do is identifying what the minimum standards are and what their current processes are. They would have to go ahead and adopt their identification issuing procedures to go ahead and meet those. And sometimes that takes time, so they would have to file for an extension to go ahead and meet those requirements.
And the impact of the January 30th deadline, I know we've talked a bit about, but what is the impact of that?
On January 30th, there are five additional guest athletes that will go ahead and be on this list, making it a total of you have additional Montana, South Carolina, Kentucky, Maine, from Pennsylvania. So visitors have entered in until 8 days left to conform of identification.
And the states, we talked about non-compliance already, but we're not about this, because I think I had concerns that it was not included, but in 2021, we find out if we're student rear end, we of course a lot of students on the kind of student thing too that might want to get whatever reason. We're getting more information.
Sure, so let's get specifically on the institution homepage, right? It has a button that goes to access and support resources. Other than select that, there's a language that you need in regards to reply to the act and accessing the boot. In addition, you could access the Prison Control Center, 239-2982, and they'll be glad to answer your question. Hope to get you on the institution.
What are some of the common misconceptions of gaming saying that you get the people come actually beat up and at that point find out they have a compliant
It's not so bad because I've been doing this for a long time. I think that some of the responsibilities will be on you and start happening. There's just sort of start with the five new days. But our procedure is that if you want to get the gate, we do then we work with the control center and work with them as quickly as possible.
Any other suggestions about getting posting on each one of the
shared data? We're doing this is really always one stall from $30 into the installation. And are we pretty user friendly? No, the process is real simple. And go ahead and this website, what takes to come in the floor. If you are planning a short version, you all just look and come into the ship, dialogue or look us on the website, and we'll get
back to that. We don't want too much. Let's talk about graduation. If you're here in Kansas County, and it's not like I have a long pizza on this week, and I know you get a lot of people who aren't from Kansas. May see your busy fair rain. I will get ready for safer, and you're trying to get rich and doing things, and maybe tell us what to do in their home office to get ready for this storm.
Well, now, so the installation wall will move their ahead and discuss the possible public conditions. Public workers is always getting a choice and all the materials prepared to handle pizza purposes. If the weather doesn't get bad, and do not travel, and our guards, our police forces, all prepared to assist as necessary.
Thank you for the break. Thank you for the break.